This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, April 4th, 2024. We conclude Chaf Beis Amud Beis 22b. It's the third section. It's the blue text. So not only did they try and send bad witnesses, right, there were other attempts to mess up this calculation of the months, right, the testimony, etc. So, Mishnah, Marishon, Ha'im, Asiyan, Masuos. Originally, they would have torches being lit. That was the way that they showed, and we'll describe it in a moment. That was the way to let people know. You saw the torches, right? The famous scene in Lord of the Rings, which is actually a little bit different than what's described here, but it's a neat way to illustrate how it worked. Misha kilgulu hakusim, once the kusim, right? It's this group, we're not so sure as to their allegiances. Once they started playing games and lighting their own and doing whatever, so hiskinush yishluch and yotzin. So then the takana was that we had to send out messengers. We can no longer rely on the bonfire method, right, or the torch method. We need to send out messengers. Right, so keitza hayim asiyim masuos, right? What was the procedure? So mevi'in klon sa'os shel erez aruchim. They would have beams of cedar, right, these long beams of cedar, v'kanin and some reeds, v'atzei shemen, u'na'ores shel peshtan. Right, they would have, by the wood, wood from the olive tree and some flax, right, and then they would tie it all together, v'karach b'mishicha, v'ola b'rosh hahar. They would go up to the top of a mountain, because if you do it at the bottom of a mountain, ain't nobody going to see it. It's not very helpful. Umatzis bahenes ha'or, and they would light this little thing on fire, right? So you have the heavy beams, and you have kind of the reeds, you have the flax, you have enough to really get a good, nice fire going. Umolech umevi umale umorid, right? You take this the torch, and you wave it back and forth and up and down. You're just waving it around like a crazy person. Until you see the next person on the second mountain doing the same thing, right? Then you know the message is gone. You can put yours out. And so too from the second mountain to the third mountain, right? Right? What was the locations? So here, I'm not pulling out a map, but I'll read you the list of locations. Mahar HaMishcha leSartiva, right? The first was on Har HaMishcha, then the second was on Sartiva, and then from Sartiva it went to Grufina, Umi Grufina, from Grufina it went to Chavran, and then from Chavran to Beis Biltin. Beis Biltin lozazim Mishan, right? The guy from Beis Biltin did not move. Ella Molech, maybe Malo Mori, he'll bring it back and forth and up and down. At Shavuah Kol Agol Lefanav Kemeduras Eish, right, until the entire diaspora in front of him seemed like a bonfire, one big bonfire all over the place, right, and then it just went from place to place, and there's fire everywhere, and it's unbelievable, and everybody knows when Rosh Chodesh is. The Gemara now says, right, very technical question. My mashma de masiyan lishna di kodu. How do we know that when it says masiyan masuos, it means to actually light something on fire? All right, di kodu is a language of lighting. All right, so how do we know? It says vayisaim David va'anashav. David and his people did 2x vayisaim. Right, as opposed to like lift them up from naso mitargamina. The targum is v'ukidan. Or Okdinun David, that David and his people actually burnt them to a crisp. All right, so from there you see, Vayisaim is a language of burning. Gemara now says, Tan Rabbanan, Ein Masiyan Masuos, Ela Al Hachodesh Shenira Bizmano Lekacho. Right, we only do this torch business when the month is going to be, right, a short month, meaning 29 days, and then day 30 is the Rosh Chodesh, right? Ve'ematai masiyan, when do you light it up? Or ibura, right? The night after. So if Thursday is, right, let's say day 29, so then at night they're going to day 30, and then you're going to light it on that night. Right, so just to be clear, day 30 is Rosh Chodesh, right? They declare Rosh Chodesh, and that night, right, which is the end of the time between day 30 and day 31, that's when they're lighting these torches and declaring the month. So now the Gemara says, Lameimra, Da'achaser Abdinan, Amale Lo Abdinan, right? That seems to indicate, and it definitely does, that on a Chaser month, right, a 29-day month, when day 30 is Rosh Chodesh, we do light the torches. But Amale, when it's a 30-day month, and day 31 is Rosh Chodesh, we do not light the torches, right? So my taima, why in the world should that be? Why shouldn't we do torches for every month? So Amar Reb Zera, Reb Zera says, Gezeira mishum Rosh Chodesh chaser, shechal lihiyos be'erev Shabbos. Right, we're worried about a time when it's Rosh Chodesh is chaser. Right, it's 29 days, but day 30 is on Erev Shabbos on Friday. So now, right, the Gemara is going to go through. So then, when would you light? Right, in theory, in a regular case, we just said you do it on the night of day 30, going into day 31, but that would be Friday night. Right now, you can be Mechala Shabbos to give testimony, but not to send out the message. So Amos Avdei, right? When do you end up lighting the torches? Be'afuke Shabbasa, when Shabbos leaves, right? You have to send out the torches then, right, on Motzei Shabbos, because you can't do it Friday night. But now it's a day later. Now, what's the problem? De'i Amar Navid Nami Amale, if you say that we're going to light the torches also on a full month, so also they're going to come to make a mistake. Come back tomorrow and we'll flesh out that mistake. But this concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.